It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Earlier this fall, President Trump signed an executive order that gives states and cities the authority to veto refugee resettlements for the first time. The president also decreased the number of refugees the federal government will accept over the next year to 18,000, which is a record low. But the governor of Utah, a deeply conservative and predominantly white state, is asking the president for more refugees, not fewer. In October, Governor Gary Herbert wrote the president a letter highlighting the positive role refugees play in Utah's economy and communities and encouraging the president to increase the number of refugees in the state. With me now on the line is Governor Herbert. Governor, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on your program.
Well, we appreciate that. And you've been in line with President Trump on most issues. Why the break here with him over refugees?
Well, it's part of the culture of Utah. We're a very welcoming, friendly state. Our history has been one of that since its inception. And we have a history of being kind of chased around the country ourselves as early Mormons. Were driven out of the eastern part of the United States. In fact, had an extermination order put out in Missouri by then-Governor Lyman Boggs. And President Rutherford B. Hayes, in fact, with his Secretary of State, tried to encourage Europe to not let any Mormons immigrate from Europe to America. We didn't want any Mormons in America. So part of our history, I think, allows us to probably have a little more empathy for these folks who are being displaced and running away from terrorism.
Governor, we've been, the Takeaway has actually spent some time in Salt Lake City, Utah, and so we know that there is a diverse constituency there. But I wonder if your more conservative constituents agree that Utah should accept more refugees.
I don't think it's as partisan here in Utah as some would think. Certainly, we see across America. I don't know why it's a partisan. I think when we're talking about immigration and those who are here with undocumentation, we're talking about securing the borders. We believe in securing the borders. We think everybody should agree in securing the borders to make sure that we have a safe country. But these refugees have been vetted for 2 years. I've met with the FBI. I know the process they go through. And then after being vetted for 2 years, are allowed to come into the country legally. So all we're saying is, again, if states want to do whatever their position is, this really is a federal issue. We've been able to take 1,000 refugees a year. We have about 65,000 in our state now. They've integrated into our state, become very useful contributing citizens of our state. We can still take 1,000 a year, which is what we've been doing. And right now we're taking about 472, I think, this year and 421 the year before that. And that's cutting down. We're just saying to the president, the issue out there we can help with. We, in fact, are willing to take more and do our part. What other states decide to do, I guess, up to them. But we just think that we're going to step up and say these people fleeing terror are welcome in Utah.
Now, I would love to hear a little bit more about the economic contributions that refugees in the state have played into how you view the issue. When we're talking about refugees, are we talking about certain sectors of the economy that have been buoyed by labor here?
Well, we have a very healthy economy, probably the most diverse, healthy economy in America today. We have job opportunities. We understand how important education is and developing skills that align up with the demands of the marketplace. These refugees come in, they're anxious to work. They're grateful to be here. They're saying, what can I do to contribute? So we have English classes. We put them in our programs we have here. We teach them skills. They, in fact, align up with many of the necessities that we have in the labor force. And we find they're becoming very hard workers and grateful to be here and want to give back and go the extra mile in doing so. So as they fill jobs, they contribute to our economic growth and development, certainly the diversity of our state, and have been a welcome addition.
Governor, I'm wondering, have you heard back from the president on this issue?
I have not. Again, I don't know that I expected to. If he had a concern about it, I think we're not challenging him what he's trying to do. And again, we agree that we ought to be securing the borders. Why we can't get Democrats and Republicans together on that very thing is a puzzling thing to me. We all believe we're a nation and we ought to have secure the borders. In fact, that's what the courts have told us. So we concentrate a lot on the borders. What we ought to be concentrating more on, I think, is the gate. The gate doesn't work. How do people come into this country and leave? I grew up with migrant farm workers. They used to come and work in the farm fields and the orchards, and then they'd go home. Now they stay because they don't think they'll be able to get back in the country again. So I would hope that Congress would find a way not only to secure the borders, but to make a gate that works for people can come in an orderly fashion, stay if they want, go back to their home, and be a contributing part of our economy in a way that doesn't cause concern, displacement of workers, or a lack of safety. We're just trying to do our part in Utah. And again, we just think people are fleeing terror. We as Americans ought to extend a helping hand to those people and see if we can help them integrate into our society.
Governor, I will say, though, that some of the people who are currently at the southern border are, in fact, fleeing terror. They are pleading asylum because of the conditions that they're facing largely in Central America, whether that be domestic violence or gang affiliation and violence through that. Not to turn this into a political debate here, but many of the people we're talking about are also people of color. Utah is 90% white. Does that play into this conversation at all, Governor?
Not a bit. Not a bit. It's we all believe that children are all of us are children of a loving God. That means we're brothers and sisters. We should help each other. And there is a difference between those who are fleeing terror, I understand that, and those who have been vetted by the FBI and the federal government saying after 2 years, we will have you come into our country. That's what we're talking about with refugees. Again, if people that are fleeing terror want to go through that process, they should. And we certainly ought to make some kind of an accommodation, work with our friends to the south of the border, Mexico, and others in Latin America, to see what we can do to help lift them up and avoid having to come to our country. If Mexico, again, I've been down there twice working with the government leaders there in the private sector. If we could encourage them to have a better, healthy economy, which would be good for Mexico, then they would not want to be hopping the border, overstaying visas, because they can get a better job, so much better, sometimes 8 or 10 to 1.
Just to
America.
Be clear, Governor, not all the people at the border are coming from Mexico. Many are coming from Central America, and they do
that.
Say
and
they're pleading.
I said Latin America, not just Mexico, but I use Mexico as an example of if we could help them have a healthier economy, we would not have this problem on the border. We don't worry about Canadians hopping over the border because they have a healthy economy. It's a simple issue of saying, what can we do to, in fact, help people have a better life, not only in America, but outside of America?
Utah Governor Gary Herbert, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
And thank you for having me.